So I didn't know if...
I've heard it was, but I never knew.
Okay, that is one of the many, many sins that's talked about in the Bible. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever lied? You've got more than one sin, don't you? Homosexuality, lying, maybe looking at men or women with lust, right? Maybe you cheated on an exam one time. Here's one. Do you wake up and do you love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength every single day? So there's a handful of sins I just laid out. And if we were to talk long enough, you might have more, right? I had tons of them before I was born again in Christ. So on that card is the biblical gospel. So putting aside the sins that you've done, let's talk about how you can be cleansed from them. And that would be through the blood of Christ. Do you know about Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ was fully God, fully man. Christ created the universe, God. He came down as a man, fully God, fully man. He died for the sins of the world. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness of sins. So he died and paid the price for your sins, yours, mine. But the only way we get the forgiveness of sins is if we repent. And that's a turning of your mind. So you're living your life the way you want to right now, hanging out, having fun, doing whatever it is you're doing, participating in sins. And you see this Creator who died for you, and you want to follow after him to eternal life, not eternal damnation in hell, right? So if you want that, you have faith in him, you repent, you turn your life, he will give you the Holy Spirit, you'll be born again, born from above. And if you have the Holy Spirit of God within you, you'll then have a new life worthy of repentance, and you'll follow after him in holiness and obedience till the day you die. Then you'll be with him. But if you want to stay in your sin, if you want to live your sin, you will suffer the fires of eternal damnation and weeping and gnashing of teeth, not just for homosexuality, but for many, many sins. And you're shrugging your shoulders like you don't care.
I think I'll be fine.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay, you're plenty old enough to understand what sin is and making right choices and not.
Yeah.
Be very careful, because the truth was just given to you. God can turn you over to darkness, into a strong delusion, to love and believe a lie. Because Romans 1 talks about how the Creator made everything, and it's within us. We're all without excuse.
Yeah.
So I gave you all a gospel card. Test yourself to it. You came in this world alone. You're going to go out alone. You can't be blaming anybody else for your sins when you stand before a holy God and he sends you into eternal fire. I repent of my sins.
But do you sin now?
Anybody can fall into sin, but you repent of it. See, there's a difference of people like you living in it and loving it and lavishing in it, and me who hates it now, and I was born again. Now I try hard not to sin. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and by his power we can overcome sin.
Well, what if I just go hang out with my girlfriend, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I want to go to heaven, so I repent, and then I do it again the next day? Because I don't want to, you know.
That's a rebellious heart. God knows your heart. No.
Don't.
You need to lay down your life, be willing to lose it, count the cost. That means be hated, lose your friends, family. We all have free choice.
Yeah.
We all have a free will. But God is going to send you where you choose. If you're not living for the kingdom of God today, you're not going to get the kingdom of God. This is Satan's kingdom you're living in. If you love this, you've got your reward today. You'll pay for your sins in eternity of weeping and gnashing of teeth. So I encourage you. You need to repent. Your soul is on the line. I love you.